Thousands of people showed up at Showers Plaza in Bloomington for the reopening of the community farmers market, including Schooner Creek Farm, the vendor with alleged ties to white supremacist group Identity Europa. As WFIU's Emma Atkinson reports, there were no disruptions at the market's first showing after a two-week suspension due to concerns for public safety.
Schooner Creek Farm owners Sarah Dye and Doug Mackey were set up in their usual spot. Dye did not directly deny allegations that she's affiliated with Identity Europa. She says, quote, "There is no such organization as Identity Europa." Dye confirmed that she does consider herself an identitarian. Some say that identitarianism is a movement of racism and exclusion. Mayor John Hamilton spoke with market attendees outside a booth. He says he's glad so many people came out to reopen the market.
Well, we're glad thousands of people came out today to reopen and reclaim the community farmers market. I've often said this is a community market, and the community is embracing it today.
Some vendors held an alternative market at Blooming Foods East instead of returning to the downtown market. Hamilton says the city has worked with all 120 vendors at the downtown market in one capacity or another. For WFIU News, I'm Emma Atkinson.